Come hither. Come sit down beside the bed. You need not be afraid, for I myself sent for you, Aethne Ingerba.
No, madam. I have too deeply wronged you to sit there.
Of all the people in the world, we two and we alone may watch together here, because we have loved him best.
And is he dead?
Although they've dressed him out in his grave clothes and stretched his limbs, Cathulain is not dead. The very heavens, when that day's at hand, so that his death may not lack ceremony, will throw out fires, and the earth grow red with blood. There shall not be a scullion but foreknows it, like the world's end.
How did he come to this?
Towards noon, in the assembly of the kings, he met with one who seemed a while most dear. The king stood round. Some quarrel was blown up. He drove him out and killed him on the shore at Bailey's tree. And he who was so killed was his own son, begot of some wild woman when he was young, or so I've heard it said. And thereupon, knowing what man he'd killed, and being mad with sorrow, he ran out and after to his middle in the foam, with shield before him and with sword in hand. He fought the deathless sea. The kings looked on, and not a king